Since October, more than 57,000 unaccompanied children from Central American countries have been detained at the U.S.-Mexico border. KVNF's Laura Palmisano reports hundreds of these minors are now with caretakers in Colorado.
Recent numbers from the Federal Office of Refugee Resettlement show more than 30,000 of these children have been released to sponsors, typically a parent or relative in the United States. The report shows 221 kids have been released to sponsors in Colorado between January 1st and July 7th. Fernando Rios Mena is an assistant professor at the University of Colorado at Boulder, who studies Latin American migration and U.S. immigration policy. He explains why the children, mostly from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, are making the dangerous journey to the U.S.
Well, all indications seem that they're basically fleeing difficult, particularly violent conditions in their places of origin, to some extent poverty, but it's very much violence. Many of them are coming here to reunite with family members. They're not only coming here, by the way, they're moving within their countries of origin, particularly in Honduras. There's a lot of internally displaced people. Also, a lot of people moving across different other parts of Central America and into Mexico as well. But a number of them are coming this way, and many of them, or the vast majority of them, are being reunited with family members.
Rios Mena says many of the children are fleeing from gang-related violence linked to drug trafficking and other crimes. Last week, City of Denver officials said they were considering applying for a three-year multi-million-dollar grant through the Office of Refugee Resettlement to house some of these unaccompanied children. President Obama has called the situation a humanitarian crisis at the border. He has asked Congress for nearly $4 billion to respond to the crisis. Congress only has a few more days to react to the president's request before it breaks for summer. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.